afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Suzy Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in, and if you listen often enough, you know that second hour of our show on Thursdays, we call it Talk to Me Thursday. So here we are, another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. Every week, I always get a little nausea thinking, what if they don't call? So I'm counting on you to call. I really hope you'll call, because every time you do, we end up having phenomenal conversations. If you're new to the whole Talk to Me Thursday idea, in past Thursdays, what we've asked, I've talked about, what are you afraid of? That was a fantastic one. What does your self-talk sound like? If you could have one prayer answered, what would it be? Well, my question for you today is, tell me about a pivotal point in your faith journey. What was a game-changing moment for you? And honestly, it's not too big, not too small. Maybe it was just one of those moments God met you in the middle of the night and he spoke something to your heart, or maybe you hit a wall, or maybe his kindness led you to repentance. And I'm not necessarily even talking about how you came to Christ. I mean, there are game-changing pivotal moments that happen all along the faith journey, because God, his spirit just intersects our path at times when we need him to, and we get wake-up calls, or we get just new instructions for life. I've got a big stack of books that I'm going to try to find one to match you. I want you to call. And if you're too shy to get on the air, tell Matt your story and he will type it on the board and relay it. But I do want to hear from you. It is a toll-free call, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Tell me about a game-changing moment in your walk of faith. You can call anonymously, or maybe it's just pivotal. Maybe it's just one of those things. You just remember you were riding your bike one day and God spoke to your heart and it was an adjustment for you, but it was a big one for you, right? Well, I'm going to tell you about one, and this story comes out of my book, Your Sacred Yes. And it was years ago, and many, many years ago. And just to give some context here, I've been real honest about this, but in our early years of marriage, my dear husband was a workaholic, and he would go through phases of 6 and 9 month stretches where he would just work so much that there was just no connection between us. Well, it really culminated when he went about 2.5 years that way with his big day job, 50 hours a week, and then he was putting 20 to 25 hours a week into church stuff, which just about killed us. It was a difficult time, but around that time when we sort of crashed and burned, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. And so this story comes out of my book, Your Sacred Yes. And I'm going to kind of partially read it and partially tell it, because it's hard for me to get through it without choking up. But here we go. One day, many years ago, my husband came home from work much earlier than usual. He normally worked long days, but during this particular season, he battled cancer. Major surgery and then radiation treatments temporarily changed the structure of his work life. I watched my big, strong husband grow tired, shaky, and weak. He insisted working a few hours each day prior to his treatments, and he admitted later he never really accomplished much during that time. Well, this particular day, he walked in the door, he set down his computer bag, and he took a few slow steps into the kitchen. He did not look well at all. My 6'3" husband raked his hair, fingers through his hair, and he leaned on the counter for support. He looked down at his feet, then up at me, and then his eyes welled up with tears, and he shook his head like he had something to say, but he couldn't find his words. I swallowed hard and I just waited for him to continue, because this is not something that he normally does, you know, struggling to find his words, looking like he's going to cry. But finally he spoke and he said, "What are we doing? What am I doing?" Well, my words caught in my throat and I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And he continued, "I've been running hard for so long. I didn't ever think I had another speed or another gear, but this radiation has slowed me way down. I barely have strength to get through the day. And something odd happened on my commute home today. Traffic came to a complete stop on the highway entrance ramp. Cars lined up and people honked their horns at a lone car that stood at the bottom of the ramp. People swerved around the stopped driver. They honked at him. They shook their fists at him. They were exasperated at how he inconvenienced them. He says, "I know it wouldn't have made a rude gesture, but on a normal healthy day, it would have bothered me that this man slowed me down and interrupted my important pace. But today I had no strength, so I waited my turn. And when I got down next to the stop driver, I paused another moment just to see if he was okay." I'm watching my husband tell the story, and at this point he just stopped and he got choked up. And I will tell you, in almost 30 years of marriage, I've probably seen my husband cry a handful of times. And at that moment in the kitchen, he just struggled to find his words, and he swallowed hard, and he choked back his tears, and I just kept my eyes fixed on him. Listening to him, I pulled myself up on the counter and I just tried not to breathe. And I just watched and waited because I didn't want to miss a word he had to say. Well, he went on. He said, the man at the bottom of the entrance ramp, well, he stopped there because he couldn't breathe. He's one of my radiation buddies. He's a sweet old man. He's battling lung cancer, and he doesn't have much time to live. My husband sucked in a sob, and he said, he stopped traffic, and he inconvenienced all those people because of a coughing fit. He was simply struggling to catch his breath. I put my hand over my mouth because I didn't know what to say, and Kev's lips quivered as he blinked back his tears, and he just looked at me and he said, what on earth have I been doing working all these hours? And why do I think my time is more important than anybody else's? How have I missed the blessing of this life God's given me? I'm going to survive this cancer, but who of us really knows how many days or hours we have left on this earth? Our time has to count. I have a beautiful wife and three sons at home who need me. He stepped toward me, and he wrapped his arms around my waist, and he pulled me close, and I put my arms around him, and we put our faces together, and we just wept. Well, that memory will be forever etched in our hearts as one of the most sacred moments of our lives. There in that place of sickness, fatigue, and eye-opening wonder, that veil between heaven and earth seemed especially thin. That was a game-changing moment for us, and one we'll never forget. And again, yours may be epic like that, or it might seem like unnoticed by the rest of the world, but it was important to you. Well, I want to hear from you. 877-933-2484. We've got Tennille checking in from Madison. Hey, Tennille, how are you today?
I am good.
Good. Tell me about it.
My story doesn't compare to that. I was hoping I wouldn't be first because that choked me up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Tell me your story, dear.
My pivotal moment, December last year, I had been struggling for, since I got married, so 8 years, wondering if I ever was going to be ready to have children and if I would get to experience this in my life or not, if I'd be ready. And I never felt like I wanted to be a mom until last year, December. In the middle of the night, I woke up midnight, and it obviously was God, because otherwise I sleep through the night. I'm a good sleeper, and he said, like, you got to have a baby. It's time to become a mom. And I woke my husband up, and I told him, and we started crying because it was such a weird experience. And we said, if we feel this way in the morning, like, this is our sign, you know. And I did, and I have a 9-month-old now.
Wow.
And it's the most amazing thing. I know I waited this long for a reason, but I absolutely love being a mom. I never, ever would have imagined, like, myself as such a good mom.
But now I
know that that's my new, you know, route in life, that I'm supposed to be a mom. So it was a very pivotal moment for me.
Wow.
And coming closer to God, because I feel like I've never had him talk to me before. So
that's epic, Tennille, and I think it's just beautiful that, you know, you just weren't ready, and God knew you weren't ready, but when it was time for him to speak to you, you listened, you heard, you responded, and now you've got a baby. It's like he wants to bless you. Now you're stewarding this amazing blessing in this little child. And wow, Tennille, thank you for that story. I love it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Okay, so Tennille had the guts to call. Where are the rest of you? I want to hear from you. Otherwise, you're going to have to spend a whole hour hearing about my epic moments, which I'm quite sure you don't want to do. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And you don't have to get on the air if you're kind of shy. You can just either go anonymously or you can tell Matt your story. He will relate to me. Or if you'd rather, you can email it to me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com, and we'll be back in a minute.
What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near?
great song by Laura Story. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. And as I always tell you, I get so nervous that you're not going to call. I see a few calls coming in, and I'm so, so grateful for that. The question of the day here is, what was one of those tipping points or pivotal moments in your faith journey? Now, it could have been how you came to Christ, but I'm actually specifically talking about during your faith journey when God just kind of intersected, you know, he spoke to you or something happened and it just was a course correction for you, kind of a game-changing moment. And we've got a stack of books. I'll try to see if I can match a book up to each person who calls 877-933-2484. Jess is checking in from Forest Lake. Hey, Jess.
Hey.
Good to have you today. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Took a little bit of courage.
Yes, and I'm so proud of you. Really appreciate it. So tell me, and even we're using your name, unless that's not your real name, which is totally okay. But anyway, so tell me.
What was that?
I said, you used your real name, and then I realized maybe it wasn't your real name. But
no, it is.
Okay. So tell me, what was a game-changing moment for you?
Well, this happened back when I was in high school. It was a time in my life where I was dating a girl and kind of took my focus off the Lord, and she became more the priority in my life. And he really got my attention. I was delivering pizzas, and I was robbed at gunpoint.
Oh my word!
And yeah, it was quite. It's a long story, so I won't go into the details. But after you know the cops had come and stuff, I gave my story, and I was in the back of the cop car. The Lord spoke to me so clearly, and he said, even though you put me last, I put you first.
Wow.
And that was just a big, wow, God, you're amazing.
Man. Thank you for sharing that. Aaron and I, my producer and I, were talking before the show why these kinds of stories are so important, because somebody's on the path that you were, and they haven't hit that crisis point yet. And maybe your story will be the wake-up call they need to hear. But wow, that's absolutely amazing, Jess. So the book I have for you is Mark Batterson. He's a best-selling, amazing author. It's called Play the Man, Becoming the Man God Created You to Be. How does that one sound?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're going to love it. If you're able to stay on hold, I know Matt's processing a lot of calls. If you haven't given him your address, hang on and give him your address. If it's easier for you, you can email me your address, but love to get you that book. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. 877-933-2484. Marianne's checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Marianne.
Hi.
Good to have you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you called. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm a nervous wreck, but it's okay.
It's totally okay. I'm so glad to have you, and you're in good company here. So we're just going to do this together. Tell me about a game-changing moment.
Okay, so years ago I had two abortions, and I would run away, literally run away. After I accepted Christ, I would run away, and I would go every time during Roe versus Wade, I would run away for a week. I would take off a week and just, I would run to God is what I would do. Mm. And through this time, yes, he was giving me peace and he was ministering to me. But the defining factor was one day as I was praying, he told me the sexes of my children. And when he did that, he said I could name them. And then mourn and let go. And in that, there was just a washing, a cleansing that took place. And I was able to tell my son what had happened years ago. He would have probably been about 4 or 5 at the time. And he put his arms around me. And he says, Mom, I love you.
Wow.
I love you. And just affirmation that I got from him. And I recently shared the story at church, and I got so many affirmations after, because when you walk with that shame, it's amazing when God comes in and he just snaps that and he says, that's not you. That's not yours. That's mine. Mm. You give it to me. It's on the cross now. And then that song came on, let your heart beat again.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was a moment of God just speaking to me and saying, Marianne, it's okay now. You can let your heart beat again.
Isn't his love so amazing and his mercy? The enemy just accuses chronically, constantly, and Jesus is inviting you into his presence to love you and heal you, Marianne, and you are so precious to him. So thank you for sharing that story. Someone needed to hear that. I just know it. And the book I have for you is titled When Changing Nothing Changes Everything, The Power of Reframing Your Life. I think you'll love this. God bless you, dear.
All right. Thank you so much.
Well, you did so great, by the way. I'm so proud of you. So great. All right. We've got lots of friends checking in, so be patient with our call screener today. Dave is checking in from Woodville. Sorry about that. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Good to have you. Thanks for calling.
Well, I've got so many of them, we could take up a whole show.
Well, fantastic. I should have just booked you for the whole hour.
I have one specific, though. I've been reading scriptures for many years and quite a few books every morning. And I was going up the hill to work, and I'm just beating myself up. Lord, I'm not visiting the sick. I'm not visiting the jail people. I'm not helping the poor. I'm doing nothing. I'm doing nothing for you. And this God so blessed me. There was this voice that was almost audible, said, you're right where I want you to be.
Hmm.
And I thought, you know, that's right, because if he wanted me somewhere else, he would lead me there.
Indeed. Fantastic.
And I thought, wow, how cool. I've not been under conviction for that ever again, and the Lord has blessed me by using me here, there, and wherever. And my saying is, Lord, use me great, small, or not at all. And I have another quick one from John 6, around 20, verse 28, where the people ask Jesus, what is the work that God requires us to do? And Jesus said, the work of God is this, believe in the one he sent. That's our work. Everything else comes after that. God's so cool.
Love that. He is so good.
Can't express it.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for calling, and I love that. It's just the way that he assures us and puts us on the right path. Bless you for that, brother. Thanks so much. So, Aaron, I'm looking at, Tom from Fargo is checking in, and I think after that will be Rock from New Brighton. Hey, Tom, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Susie. I guess, I don't know, this doesn't really qualify. I was asking Matt about this. This is when I accepted this. I was on just the eve of a missions trip, and I was 16 years old, and actually I was signed up. I was in Florida. That was through Teen Missions. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Hmm.
And they're still actively involved in sending kids all over the world. Anyway, I accepted Christ right before we were to leave for Brazil, and I'd called my mom, and she was on a trip in Seattle, and I couldn't get a hold of her. I got a hold of her sister, and her sister was, yeah, that's great. My mom felt real bad that she didn't get to talk to me, but you know, Susie, I was a real introvert, and I've been an introvert a lot of times in my life, but I'll tell you, that was a changing time. That missions trip, I will remember that to this day. I'm encouraging anybody that's never been on a missions trip, it will change you forever.
Yeah.
And I was a high schooler. I was a sophomore, and it changed my life the rest of the time. Not the mission trip, but accepting Christ. I'd grown up, my mom was a Christian. I'd grown up in a Christian home. But to accept Christ, as a kid is one thing, but then I suffered from boils when I was down in Brazil. That was fun. And all I could do was pray to Jesus, and they'd go away. They'd come back, keep praying to Jesus.
Wow.
That was new. So this was very, I'll remember that trip. Well, of course, and the day, of course.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for that. I mean, coming to Christ, one thing, going on a mission trip and getting your whole global perspective expanded is, you know, having that happen too, powerful. Tom, thanks so much for that call. I'm going to send you, just because I know you and your dear wife, I'm going to send you Gary Thomas's book, Sacred Marriage. It's fantastic. I think you'll love it. So Thank you for calling.
That sounds great, Susie. Thank you.
Bless you, sir.
Say hi to Kim.
I will do. Bless you. Rock is checking in from New Brighton. Thanks for your patience and all your other friends on hold. Thank you so much for your patience. Hang with me if you can. Rock, how are you today?
I'm blessed.
Good.
Very blessed, Susie.
Rock, I want to tell you this. I want to interrupt you, so you might have to hang on with me to the over the bottom of the hour break. So we have a hard break coming up in about 2.5 minutes, so you might have to start your story. I'll jump in, and you'll finish it on the other side. Just want to give you a heads up, okay?
And folks out there, you hang out there, too. You hang it. Hang,
yes, hang in there.
Yes.
Tell me your story.
Oh, you want me to tell you a story now?
Yeah, start your story, and then I will interrupt you, and then we'll have to take it on the rest of it on the other side. So.
Okay. Well, anyways, I just want to exhort you, Susie, that you have a fabulous God-given voice for radio ministry.
Mm.
And if you're not national right now, I know that someday you will be, by God's grace. Mm. And so I just want to encourage you.
Thank you.
Well, basically, I've dealt with condemnation a lot in my life. And even to the place of considering suicide and, the lie. And at times before, I've not had the backup or had people behind me, praying for me. Basically the attack happens, So then you're more vulnerable.
Yeah.
So thanks to Pastor Eric at the Crossing in Elk River, he said, get people behind you to have like a fellow soldier, like in the Army and Marines, they have a fellow person a backup, so I had someone that I trusted, to pray and had about with condemnation probably in July or so, somewhere in there, or June. And I just was had a really, really horrible Monday. And so I contacted this friend. I said, you need to pray. Contacted her again in the night. And her dad's in India praying for me. And, and the Lord spoke to me in the night. He says, how can you be lost when I call you found? And that's from the song by Jesus called Your Love is Fierce.
Okay, we got to pause and there. Oh, my goodness. That's such a beautiful story. How can you be lost when I call you found? Talking to Rock there. We've got a whole slew of friends on hold waiting to tell us about their game-changing moments. Hang on, friends. I want to hear from every one of you. Back in a minute. My favorite songs. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday, where you are my special guest. I don't book a guest because you're my guest. The question of the day is, tell me about a game-changing, kind of pivotal moment in your faith journey. And I just want to say, Krista, June, Chester, Tech, Rock, we're done with you. Wish so bad we could hang on. Terry from River Falls is next. Tamara from Somerset, you're up after Terry. Please be patient if you can. I want to hear your stories. We've got Terry now from River Falls. Hey, Terry, tell me your story.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks so much for calling.
Good. I'm in my car, so I hope it works. Oh, my story is a long time. In 2015, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Hmm.
And in that process, I had to determine, is God real for me? And I thought he was definitely real for a lot of people. I felt like a little girl on the outside of a department store window at Christmas time, where I saw all the wonderful things. I saw the gifts and the toys and all the sparkle and the beautiful things, but I thought they were for everybody else and not for me.
Hmm.
And it was a precious time of spending time with God at 2:30 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. All those times when you're going through chemo And then hearing of so many people that were praying for me, and they were praying outlandish prayers, like for total complete healing. And I'm going, who am I? Who am I to be able to receive total and complete healing? And through the process of a lot of time spent in God's Word, Psalm 118 is precious, Psalm 121 is precious, and he says, it's for you. So it's like he broke the glass of that department store window and said, you are my beloved.
That's fantastic.
It definitely changed my life.
Yeah, he gives good gifts to his kids, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. Well, Terry, I'm looking at my stack here, and I don't see one in here that I think. I'm going to go digging in our shelf. So if you're able to hang on and give Matt your address, I'll find you something, okay?
Oh, sure. It's all to God's glory.
Indeed.
It is all his.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling to share your story. It's Talk to Me Thursday, where I'm just, and so you're my guest. And the question is, tell me about a game-changing moment in your faith journey. Maybe something happened. Maybe God just downloaded a truth and it changed your perspective. It can be epic. It can be just almost next to nothing compared to the rest of the watching world. But to you, it was something. I want to hear your story. 877-933-2484. We've got Tamara from Somerset. And after Tamara, I just want to say June from Bloomington, you're up next. Hey, Tamara, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thanks so much for your ministry.
Hmm.
My game-changing moment was several years ago. My husband and I are just recently celebrated our 32nd wedding anniversary.
Hmm.
We were married out of high school. We didn't have children for the first 13 years, and then I was told I couldn't have children. So then we had three girls, and there's a moment in our life when we had got away for a weekend. And bless my heart, my husband, he would always give me like, here's like a woman's faith CD. Here's a whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I brought this woman's faith CD with me to this cabin. And we were sitting down to breakfast, looking for something while we were making breakfast. And I said, hey, I happened to bring that woman's CD, which I had had for at least 9 months, hadn't listened to it, hadn't given it any attention, popped it into the player. We were making breakfast, talking, not even paying attention to it. We sat down to eat breakfast, and literally in the moment, we're both lifting our forks, talking, and lifting our forks, and all of a sudden I looked at him, and he looked at me, and my eyes just wide open, and I just started bawling, and I said, did you just hear what I heard? And he said, I think so. What did you hear? And it was as if God had showed up in that little kitchen as a burning bush, and it couldn't have been more apparent his direction. And I said, he told me to quit my job that I just had just kind of like settled in, my dream job, just getting settled into it, whatever. Quit my dream job, very specific, homeschool, and your goal, the intention is for you as a family to grow stronger together and to be unified. So unity. It's about unity in your marriage, unity in your family. It's about the relationship with your young daughters that are in middle school. And we were just like, what do we do? It was just so apparent that that was the direction we were to go.
Wow.
And we had never talked about it, never, not one thought about doing that. And so we prayed about it. And 6 months later, I had completely quit my job. I was a stay-at-home mom. I homeschooled our girls for a season. And we just grew closer. And it was just such a sweet time, just fellowship with the Lord and with, you know, being unified.
Well,
that's my game-changing moment.
Thank you, Tamara, for sharing that. And Jesus says, you know, my sheep hear me. They know my voice. I know what I sound like. And you both having, you know, a relationship with the Lord, you heard him speak through a song, and he so often does that, and you obeyed. And so you got to walk into the blessings that God had for you. Thank you for sharing that, Tamara. Again, someone maybe needed to hear your story today. So appreciate you sharing.
The one thing was there was no fear.
Wow.
Fully knowing that it was God speaking.
Fantastic.
No fear.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Good word. Thanks for calling. Wow. Really great.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to June from Bloomington. And after that, Krista. Sorry. Tech, you're after Krista. So June next, Krista, and then Tech. Hey, June, you're on the air.
Well, thank you for listening to me this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. Tell me about your game-changing moment.
One of the precious moments was, I married an Englishman and moved over to Australia for many, many years. he was an atheist, or he is an atheist, so my, you know, faith kind of dropped on the wayside. My mother would go into hospital and come out. My brothers and sisters would call and say, oh, she's okay, she's getting out of hospital the next day. Well, this one time they called, same thing, and got off the phone. I thought, oh, I'll call her, you know, tomorrow when she gets home. And God kept talking to me and talking to me. You need to call her. So after about 6 hours, I actually found out what hospital she was at, and I called her. And we had a lovely conversation in her hospital bed. And a few hours later, she was dead.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that brought me back to the faith of, you know, God, because I'd fallen away. And then 4 years ago, I actually moved back to the States to be around my siblings because I got the calling, you know, divorced and over 22 years overseas. Got the calling to come back, so I came back and got cancer. So I know that was God there saying, you need to be with your family.
Yeah. Wow, June, honey, I got to pause here. I got to pause here because I have so many others holding. But I think what's really amazing about your story, hear me this, is you've been...
Just to finish up is my cancer has come back now, and I have surgery in 2 weeks, but I feel so blessed because he's with me.
You know, he leads us in the way we should go. He knows what's ahead for us, knows where we need to be, and he's been watching out for you. And I just want to pause and pray for you before we take this next call. Lord, I just pray for June. I thank you for her, that you love her. You've never left her side. You're not going to leave her side. I do pray you'd heal her and restore her completely from this cancer. And I thank you that she's got family around her. And thank you that you are a good father and you'll continue to be good to her. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear June, thank you for that call. Well, bless you. Thanks, friends, for your patience. So, Krista, we're going to go to you next, and then Tech, and then Chester. Hang with me, friends. We're getting through as many of these as we can. All right, Krista, we've got you on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Susie. It's a blessing to get to talk to you. Thank you for your ministry and your books.
Absolutely. Good to have you, and thanks for your patience, by the way.
Yes, a little nervous, but I kind of feel the call to talk to you today. So my first game-changing moment when it was when I was very young. I was actually about 12. I'm much older than that now and have some children of my own. But we had a very a good childhood friend that ended up getting cancer, and we kind of walked with him through that. And we actually had moved away just very shortly that we knew he had cancer, but we got a call that he actually lost his battle. Mm-hmm. And he was only 16 years old. So I kind of had a real kind of gut check moment at 12 years old, where I kind of got honest with God. And I remember walking out of my parents' house and standing on the side of their house and just kind of being mad, to be honest with you. I was kind of angry. And I just kind of said, if you're supposed to be a loving God, how can you take somebody so young? I don't understand. And I was truly kind of angry at the time. But in that moment, I had a feeling to know, if you're supposed to be good, I want to believe that you're good. So show me somehow that he's okay. And to be honest with you, I looked up in the prayer that I'm openly saying, and then the sky, it was just a few random, you know, clouds. It was a sunny day. It was fall, kind of brisk fall day. It started to snow.
Wow.
So it started to snow. It was only a few minutes, but it was the most gentle flakes of snow that came from the sky for, I don't know, whatever reason, if it came from one of those tiny little clouds, but it was only a few minutes and it stopped. And I dropped to my knees and cried because I knew that I had just tested, and I should never test. I don't recommend that we test God.
But you were grieving. You were lamenting and grieving and just needing something.
I don't understand how he can be young and you would take him young. But in that moment, I just felt so much peace that he is okay. Mm. And you are okay. I will take care of you, and I have taken care of him. And I've never questioned him like that again, but boy, was that game-changing for me to grow up in my faith.
Wow, Krista, thank you for sharing. I'm so appreciative that you not only called, you held long enough to tell that story. Someone needed to hear that today. Fantastic. You did a great job, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie.
Love that. Okay, Tech, you're next. And Chester, Annie, Rhonda, I see you, and I so want to get to you, so I hope you'll hang on with me. Tech, you've been holding patiently. Thank you so much. You're on the air.
Yeah, so my story is I was a sophomore in college at North Central University studying to become like a pastor. And I was struggling a lot. And so I went to church, and I'm like 20-ish or something like that. So I was with my young adult youth group, but I didn't want to be downstairs because I was just going through a lot. So I went upstairs, and this is an Ethiopian church. So the people upstairs speak Amharic, and they had a guest speaker, and he's speaking Amharic. And so I'm sitting there for like 2 hours in that service, not understanding anything that guy's saying. But he gets to the end of the sermon, and I speak a little Amharic, which is the Ethiopian language, and I understand he's calling people out in the audience. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I didn't even think too much. I just like quickly was like, God, if you're real, make that guy speak to me in English in front of all these people. And as soon as I thought that, the guy stopped and was like, there's a young man in here struggling to become a pastor. God's with you. And like, wow. My eyes got super wide and I'm like freaking out. But then like right away, I was like, that's not enough. Because he went back to speaking on Marnia. And as soon as I thought that, he turned around again and he was like, no, young man, this message is for you. And he went on for like 2 minutes and I don't know, it was crazy. So, yeah.
I love that. Isn't God good? Isn't that absolutely amazing that you would land in that particular setting and God would speak to you in a way that you know is yours and you can always go back to that, you know? Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. Someone need to hear that today, Tech. I love that story. Thank you for sharing. Oh, let me look here. How about Mark Batterson's book, Play the Man? How does that sound?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you give Matt your address if you're able to do that, all right? If you're able to do...
Okay.
We've got some people on hold, but if you can hang on for a few minutes, we'd love to get you that. Wow, that story made my day. 877-933-2484. It looks like we have to pause, or do you want to grab Chester? He's been holding. Let's grab Chester. Chester's checking in from Bloomington. Hey, Chester, thanks for holding.
Yes. In 2007, my wife passed away. Hmm. Have to say, just very simply, she died choking.
Oh, man.
There was nobody around to help her, even though she had an alert bracelet.
So sorry.
And I went through the grief group, and it was a Christian one, and that helped a lot. And I saw even through that there were a couple of times I even had an opportunity to lead the group in an unscheduled meeting even.
Mm.
But through it all, I just thank the Lord and tell people that if my wife had not passed away, I would not be the person that I am today.
Mm.
And even last Thursday here, my nephew's wife passed away.
Wow.
And
nobody knows that kind of pain unless you've walked through it or you love someone deeply who's walked through it, Chester. And I know you didn't get to this place to be able to say something like that without walking through the valley of the shadow and trying to find God in the midst of your utter loss. But I just pray that God continues to use you to help other people navigate their grief because of where he's brought you. Just thank you for your courage and thanks for calling today.
Yes, because it's, as I say to people, it's not my doing.
Yeah.
Because it's his doing that I am the person I am today.
Wow. You're a beautiful person, Chester. Thanks for calling. Rhonda, you're next. Mary, checking in from Jordan. Annie from Iowa. I can't wait to talk with you. I hope you got a few more minutes to hang on with us. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and the question is, tell me about one of those game-changing moments in your life. And it doesn't have to seem epic to the rest of the world, but it was to you. It's a course correction, some kind of download from God, or an experience that just impacted the journey. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute.
Help me to love with open arms like you do. A love that erases all.
Hope you're having a really great day. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And if you listen often enough, you know, second hour on Thursdays, we call it Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest. So the question of the hour is, tell me about a game-changing moment in your walk of faith. Just one of those pivotal points. And it doesn't have to be epic to the rest of the world. It just could be a game changer for you. If Mary and Annie, if you guys hang on, then we'll probably have all the calls we can handle right now. If they drop off, we'll have room for maybe one or two more calls. Right now, we've got Rhonda checking in from Otsego. Hey, Rhonda, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Great. How are you today?
Good, good, good.
Good.
It's nice to finally chat with you. My game changer was, I'm trying not to get emotional about it, but 20 years ago, my sister went through a divorce. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and my husband was there, and I just cried out to God and just said, where are you? I can't feel you. I need you. And that's all I said. And kind of had forgot about that I even had cried out in the middle of the night and said that to him. And the very next day, I'm sitting at work, and ironically, I get a phone call. And a gentleman from, I have no idea where he was from, couldn't even tell you. All I know is the next thing I know, he's praying for me. And we hang up, and I'm literally thinking, okay, God, I will never, ever distrust that you are real. Because that was the most incredible result.
Wow.
He couldn't have showed up before.
Oh, dear Rhonda, thank you for that. And divorce is so excruciating. Oh, my goodness. And that God would meet you in there.
Painful.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
so painful.
It's so painful for my family because we love this man, and he was a part of our family.
Yeah, it's really a major loss.
Yeah,
it's like a death in the family, isn't it?
Oh, and that's exactly how I describe it.
Yeah.
It was like somebody died in my family, but the person didn't die.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just to tell you how incredibly, I mean, he must have felt about it. He wrote my parents a 3-page letter. He thought that he could still divorce my sister, but yet he could still be a part of our family.
Mm.
And it's like, I'm sorry, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You know,
it tears your heart. Yeah. I'm so grateful that God met you the way that he did, Rhonda. And again, someone needed to hear that today because we get to those places of crying out, lamenting, and you did that in your brokenness and God met you and he does that. And thank you so much for that call. God bless you. All right. We're going to take Annie's call, checking in from Iowa. And Mary, you're going to be our final call of the hour. Annie, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been listening to people talk about hearing God's call in various ways. And I couldn't help but think about the time when I came as close to hearing his voice as I ever expect to. I was working in an office, and I had been feeling a call to do some kind of ministry, and I was being Moses. I hadn't quite gotten to Jonah where I ran to Tarshish, but all kinds of reasons why I couldn't do it, why I wasn't, you know, good enough, all of those kinds of things. And I was arguing with myself as I was working, and all of a sudden I heard a voice at my shoulder as though there was somebody standing right behind me, and the voice said, "Who are you to tell me whom I can and cannot use?"
Wow.
I was like,
that'll do it.
Okay. Yeah, that'll. And then I said, one of the most dangerous things you can ever say. Mm. If you want this to happen, you're going to have to make it work out.
Mm.
Talk about dominoes falling.
Wow.
I've been in ministry for almost 30 years now.
Wow, Annie. You've got some things to teach people. I pray God puts you time and time again in position to really speak to people who are still in that bargaining, arguing phase with God. Thank you for that call. Wow, that's inspiring. Love it. Bless you, Annie. Okay, we've got Mary, our last call of the hour. And I know I get nervous every week, and you guys continue to show up for me. And I know it's not about me, but thank you for letting me sit here. Mary's checking in from Jordan. Hey, Mary.
Hey.
You're on the air.
All right?
Yes, thank you for holding. I want to know your story. Tell me about your game-changing moment.
Okay. I was raised in a Christian home. I've known the Lord since I was 4 or 5. I've been in a lot of Bible studies, but one day I was in a Bible study, and as I was studying for that particular week, I came across in the NIV, 1 Peter 2:23, and it's the first time I read it, I guess. This was years and years ago in that translation or in that version, and it said, and I am driving now, so I don't have it in front of me, so bear with me if I don't get it exactly right. But it was, and when Jesus was insulted, he did not retaliate, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. And that was his Father, of course. And I don't know, the Holy Spirit just showed up and revealed to me, it just convicted me. And I could see how so many times when I just would be insulted or offended for some reason, and that defense mechanism, I think that's inside all of us, just wants to rise up, and we want to retaliate. And right before that portion, that verse, it talks about that we need to follow Jesus' example. And that was just such a meaningful time, an eye-opening moment for me, and I can honestly say that God's worked this humility in my life through a couple of other mentors who've given me books like Andrew Murray's Humility.
A great book.
Mm-hmm. And I just, that and Roy Hessian's The Calvary Road. And I just thank God for that eye-opening moment in my walk with the Lord. My husband and I have been in ministry for a lot of years, and I've been able to mentor people. I always point to that first because that hit me straight between the eyes. And I just thank you, Susie, for your ministry. I thank you for bringing so many great authors to your show. The one the other day by Gary, I forget his last name, but talked about family grace.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I just, boy, everybody ought to get that book.
Yeah. Well, Mary, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
And just what your example of how God dropped a truth into your heart. When you know the word and when you need it at the right moment, I feel like when he drops truth into our soul, he gives us faith to apprehend it too, like it settles something for us. And it's amazing when we humble ourselves and we entrust ourselves to the one who judges rightly. We've got a great defender. So it's not just about us dying. It's about God rising up and defending us. And that's our safest place to be. So, Mary, thank you for sharing that. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, friends. Wow, this has been an amazing time together. And if you guys have some great ideas for questions for Talk to Me Thursday, do email them to me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Appreciate this time so very much. I want to just tell you, I will be at Emmanuel Christian Center this Friday night. If you're in the Twin Cities or able to make the trek, it's a free event. It's for women. It's a sisterhood gathering. I'll be talking about how God restores our soul, and I'm just full of anticipation. I can't wait to get there. I just feel like God's given me a great word to share. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who's going to keep you strong to the end. You have a blessed day. Remember how much he loves you. Talk to you next time.